I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, an Antarctic ice shelf featured in our GeoQuiz today. A big chunk of it has now shattered into icebergs. Ted Skambos can help us locate this ice shelf. He is a glaciologist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. He's been studying satellite images of the breakup.
You can get an idea of what this whole thing looks like if you take your left hand and you look at your palm and you stick your thumb out and you curl your fingers. And that's sort of a map of Antarctica that everybody's got ready to work with.
So kind of like hitchhiking.
On that thumb part, that's sort of where the Wilkins Ice Shelf is, and that thumb's pointing towards South America.
Now, you just said the key words there, Wilkins Ice Shelf. That's the answer to our GeoQuiz. Give us a visual on the shelf itself. Now, this is something that's actually floating on the water.
That's right. The ice shelf is a thick plate of ice that is derived from the glaciers in Antarctica when really cold ice flows out over really cold ocean. And they're very thick. They're several hundred feet thick in most cases, actually. And they also help to brace the ice flow coming off of Antarctica, or Greenland for that matter. And that's what makes them important.
Because they're bracing the ice flow. So once these things break off or disintegrate, enormous volumes of ice behind them can then move into the warmer water and melt.
That's right. The ice shelf itself doesn't really change sea level very much. That plate has already been floating there for some time. But when you remove it, glaciers accelerate. We see this in the satellite pictures. You take away these plates of ice, and it's like you took the brakes off of the glacier, and it starts to flow much faster into the ocean.
So how much of this Wilkins ice shelf has been disintegrating over the past couple months?
It's actually several hundred square miles in total. It actually started as much as 10 years ago with a few breakup events that were fairly catastrophic. But the loss of this last little part of the Wilkins, which was a sort of a bridge of ice, a little spur, that part cracked up about a month ago very suddenly. It wasn't all that large, but it was key in terms of holding the icebergs in place and blocking the wind and the currents that is now, because it's gone, allowing all of these icebergs to drift out into the ocean. It's not a big change for the Wilkins ice shelf itself, but it is a big change to the way the coastline looks in satellite pictures, because this big mass of icebergs from several events that have been building up over the last 10 years are now sweeping out to sea.
Do we know for sure that what you're seeing now can be attributed to global warming?
Here's what we do know. The Antarctic Peninsula has a lot of bases and weather stations, and it's been a trend of very rapid warming, about 4 degrees over the last 50 years. That trend appears to be due to winds and storms coming from the northwest and blowing warmer air to the north of Antarctica. That's consistent with models that attempt to estimate what would happen to the Earth as a result of adding greenhouse gases to the climate system. So on that basis, we're saying that this is probably an effect of human-caused anthropogenic warming of Earth's climate. It's the kind of effect that we were expecting to see eventually. The thing that is unexpected, these are big, thick plates of ice, as I've described, and they shatter like a stack of dominoes. These white plates that look like they're solid just suddenly tumble over sideways and spread out over the ocean. It's very dramatic. It's astounding. It tells us that things happen very fast when climate begins to change rapidly in the polar regions, and that is bad news for the potential for sea level rise in the future. It's not a serious problem now, but it will be more serious if large parts of Greenland and large parts of Antarctica begin to behave in the same way.
All right. Ted Skambos at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. Ted, thank you.
You're welcome.